This is SNW Spotlight, brought to you by the new LSI. It's Tuesday, April 17th, 2007. I'm Paul Landcor with PodTech.net. We're covering storage networking world in San Diego in its entirety. Subscribe at snwspotlight.com or text SPARK to 72648. The focus of this podcast, SaaS. Looking at yesterday's pre-conference tutorials and primers, from SaaS Penetrating the Enterprise Market by John Hennan to SaaS and SATA Combined to Change the Storage Market by Martin Sikalski, it's already been a focus of this year's conference. SaaS has reached a certain tipping point, a level of penetration into the market. Harry Mason is president of the SCSI Trade Association and director of industry marketing for LSI.
By really the fourth quarter of 2006, the industry really ramped hard on SaaS.
Mason says SaaS is well into transitioning the internal storage segment of the market. And while Fibre Channel still dominates the external storage market,
certainly the significance is that we've demonstrated the viability of the technology and the readiness of the technology. And now it's a matter of how quickly the external storage suppliers embrace that technology and move that into their architectures.
So as soon as 6 gigabit per second SaaS comes out, then essentially what we end up doing is we prove it for the enterprise. All the features that are needed to basically do all the same things that we do today with fiber channel drives.
That's Brett Weber, fellow for LSI's Ingenio Storage Group. He spoke at Monday's SNW session. Weber says flexibility is one of the keys to the success of SaaS.
One of the great things that SaaS brings to the table is the capability that it can hook either an enterprise SaaS drive or a nearline SATA drive onto the back without any interface logic there. But it still brings the capabilities of things like dual porting at the same time and no single point of failure.
LSI's Tom Codette, Worldwide Channel Marketing Manager, concurs.
You no longer have to pick whether you're going to go with more of a downscale SATA solution or upscale SCSI solution. If you purchase a SaaS controller, you can have the best of both worlds. You can utilize SATA drives for a portion of the storage, the capacity, the backup, and then you can also utilize SaaS volumes for your high-performance database and applications.
So given the rapid adoption of SaaS in certain market segments, what can we expect in the near future? Brett Weber says there will undoubtedly be additional growth.
Over time, especially as we get to some of the future features with 6 gigabit per second SaaS, that's going to really make it enterprise ready to get to the point where price band 4 products we feel will shift over very quickly to SaaS disk drives, and once that happens, then price band 5 and 6 we expect to fall as well.
That's it for this morning's podcast. Don't forget that URL, snwspotlight.com. Listen to the podcast, take part in the daily polls, check back for the poll results. It's exactly like American Idol, except instead of voting for your favorite crooner, you answer questions about storage and networking. Okay, it's nothing like American Idol, but check it out anyway. It's cool at snwspotlight.com. The PM podcast today, Chinese journalists visit SNW, and security and encryption reach the surface of the drive. I'm Paul Landcor. Thanks for listening.